This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. The topic of our discussion, the recent attack on trains in the city of Bombay in India. In the interest of disclosure, I had clearly mentioned again to our audience that I am a Pakistani-born American and I have family in Pakistan. I also have generally been a supporter of the Kashmiri people's right for freedom and for their right to determine if they want to join India or Pakistan based upon more than 50-year-old United Nations resolutions that have been totally ignored by the world community. Based upon those, it sometimes seems that the Kashmiri freedom fighters or their supporters might carry out attacks not just on India but on Indian civilians, as we saw today. At the time of my making this statement, we have not had anybody make a claim of responsibility for these dastardly attacks. Yes, I support the Kashmiris' right to freedom. I support their right to be freedom fighters for their homeland. However, carrying out attacks of the nature that were carried out today in the city of Bombay on innocent civilians does not do anything and merely makes the situation worse. And that is where I tend to think that it was not a Kashmiri freedom fighting issue that caused these attacks to take place. My personal opinion is, from the sophistication of the attacks, the way they were carried out, very similar to the Madrid and the London bombings, it seems that Al-Qaeda is trying to hijack that issue also and to hit out at India in general, but generally to cause panic and fear in the Indian population and also to strike at India's economy. That would actually serve the purposes of many constituents. It would obviously help the Kashmiris call attention to their plight because they have not actually claimed responsibility, but they are being blamed or credited for these attacks. At the same time, it supports Al-Qaeda. Even if they do not claim responsibility, at least immediately, they might do so in the future, they can basically say that we can strike any major city or any major country or any major target at will and nobody can stop us. And that is what Al-Qaeda would like to do. People who also want to strike at India for its economic growth, etc., might be trying to do that by striking at these people on the trains in Bombay. However, that means that we have a bigger concern. Not just more attacks in Bombay, etc. I think American companies that are doing so much business in America and are relying on most of their back office operations to be run out of Indian cities might be putting all their eggs in one basket. So for my fellow American businessmen who are counting on Indian call centers and technology centers, it would be in our interest as Americans and American consumers to make sure that we are covered, that we still retain some operations in America. I am highly opposed to the export of American jobs abroad to any country, whether it be Pakistan, India, or Russia, or Philippines, etc. However, at the same time, I understand businesses want the lowest cost, best quality work that they can get abroad. Generally, I have never had good experiences dealing with people in foreign call centers. If that's what American companies want to do, that is fine. But the issue that remains is that more terror attacks like this will happen, and they will also happen at other kinds of targets. And that does not mean that New York City and American cities are off the hook, because we saw that carrying out an attack on 6 or 7 trains, as these guys did, killing about 200 people, if not more, injuring 600, if not more, can easily be done by 1, 2, 3, or 4 people carrying a few briefcases, etc. And no matter how much money we spend, no matter how much effort we put, no matter how many cops we plant at train stations and subway stations, we cannot check every bag, we cannot stop every terror attack. That is why, as I have always said, it is essential for our government, it is essential for our people to understand what are the root causes of the problems. There will be 2 kinds of root causes. There will be people who are fighting for what may be a just cause, but doing things that lead to terror and bloodshed. For example, the Palestinian attacks on Israel, the Kashmiri attacks on India, etc. They are freedom fighters on the one hand, terrorists on the other. But we also have the second kind, and that is the Al-Qaeda terrorist only, the blood-sucking enemy of humanity, whether it is Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, or whatever. These are the people that we have to worry about, but it is more important for us to make sure that we bring justice to the people who are on the other side, the larger majority that is frustrated and may start siding with these dangerous lunatics of Al-Qaeda and other organizations. Those are the people we are ignoring, and we are doing so at our own peril. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.